I'm Mark Bayshore, its current state on WKAR. For the United States to develop a more scientifically advanced workforce, it's important to keep young people excited about science. But determining just how to do that is a science in itself. Researchers here at MSU are about to tackle that task, and they've just been awarded a $3.6 million grant from the National Science Foundation to help them do it. They'll partner with scholars in Finland to study the impact of teaching strategies on students with the goal of enhancing student engagement in science. Joining us by phone to talk about the project is Barbara Schneider, principal investigator for the project. Barbara is the John A. Hanna Chair and University Distinguished Professor in the College of Education and Department of Sociology at MSU. Barbara, welcome to Current State.
Well, good morning. Thank you.
Congratulations on the grant. I understand it's a competitive program. How many besides Michigan State were competing?
Well, it's a very long process. This is one of those grants where they only allow one proposal per institution. So that means that first you have to compete with other departments within your university, and then if you're chosen, you send a six-pager to the National Science Foundation, in which they receive several hundred of these, and then they whittle that down, and in our competition, they whittled it down to 55 proposals, and then from the 55, 17 proposals were selected, and we were one of the 17.
It's also
process took just about all year.
It's also interesting that this is the first time an education research project has received the funding, I'm told. What does it mean to you to be the first?
Well, we're very thrilled. My colleague and co-principal investigator, Joseph Krajcek, is a science educator, and he and I both have had extensive funding from the National Science Foundation, and the foundation was really thrilled that I, as a social scientist, and Joe, as a science person, were coming together to do this. And this is the first what they call pure education science PIER grant that has yet to be funded.
So how do you think young people become interested in science here? You must be entering this chapter with some notions of how that works. What do you think?
Well, one of the biggest problems today in science is that young people oftentimes do not see the relevance of what they're doing in their science classes with long-term importance of science in the future. Many of them don't understand that science is really becoming a fundamental part of our lives, whether it has to do with health or protecting our environment. And the consequences of this are that, you know, what they're doing in their class just sometimes doesn't quite make sense to them. Additionally, a lot of science programs tend to be non-participatory. That means that young people are not actually very much involved in what is going on. And we know that science is increasingly becoming a collaborative activity. We also know that it needs a great deal of interdisciplinarity, which means that you need some math, you need to be literate, that science is really one of the subjects that is culling from a lot of different areas. So there also are some very key core ideas in science that young people really need to know, and we have to figure out better ways to help them learn that. So our project is based on what we call project-based learning, which is something that Joe has been a leader at the forefront at. And what we're doing is we have unique kinds of measurement tools that involve smartphone technology, where in fact we can record how young people are feeling and how cognitively engaged they are when they're involved in different kinds of science activities.
Hmm. How interesting. Well,
and the idea, yes, no, I was just going to say that, and the idea, of course, is that we're searching for those optimal learning moments that
right.
teachers can capitalize on in order to be able to improve their instruction.
Isn't it fair to say that a lot of scientific learning gets into abstraction? I mean, math is largely an abstraction. Is it fair to say that some young people are just more attracted to abstract concepts than other young people, and adults as well, for that matter?
There is no question that some people are much more at home with abstract ideas than others, but that really isn't the point of all of this. The point of all of this is that science literacy, very much like math, numeracy, literacy, and reading, are fundamental things that young people need to learn about our lives. We are all very much aware of what we do about recycling. We're dealing with issues about climate change. We all are concerned about preventive health care. And all of this is in the realm of science. We're worried about extinction of certain kinds of animals, finding new kinds of living beings. We're dealing with questions about our universe. And all of this is both abstract and concrete. So science is really bringing together both of these things. And unfortunately, we have kept too much a part of the content, the core ideas of science, away from our more what I would call relevant world that young people are going to inherit. And certainly technology is part of that as well. What do we do every day? I mean, people are on their computers or they're on their phones, and everything is changing very quickly. So not only is this an issue of being able to learn how to think a little bit more abstractly, how to realize the relevance of what is going on in our world today, but also to be comfortable and flexible about our learning processes, because as we uncover certain things, things that we thought might have been the case may turn out not to be the case. Mm.
We're speaking with University Distinguished Professor in the College of Education and Department of Sociology at MSU, Barbara Schneider. She and her team are about to embark on a study aimed at learning how to keep young people excited about science education. How did the collaboration with Finland come about, Barbara?
Well, I was invited to a meeting, and I happened to just sit at a table with a gentleman from the University of Helsinki, and we started talking, and we knew certain people in common. And the task that we were given at this particular meeting was to see if we could design a study that would increase student engagement in science. He's a science educator, and I, of course, being a social scientist, we got our heads together and we developed this 6-page prospectus about what a kind of science project might look like that collaborated between the University of Helsinki and Michigan State University. And that particular proposal won of all the proposals that were in that meeting, and it started us on our way. So for the past 2 years, we've been experimenting and designing a series of different studies that would help us to be able to compare what goes on in Finnish classrooms with the U.S. Now, we're not comparing them to say that this is a situation in all of Finland or all in the United States, or we're going to try and make a country comparison, but rather really what we're trying to understand is the context in which young people study science. And Finland has an excellent science program, and we have some very good science programs also here in Michigan. And what we're trying to do is to capitalize on the best kind of training that young people get in their science classrooms to see if we can't, in fact, discover what those moments are and then be able to replicate them so that we can scale both in Finland and in the United States to other states and other schools and classrooms.
You could be learning extremely relevant, extremely impactful things for the future in this study. How do you feel about that?
Well, you can imagine that we're very excited. Our smartphone technology, which allows us to basically learn about how young people are feeling almost instantaneously, the data come back to us in a matter of weeks. This is something that we've been very fortunate. We had an engineer at Google by the name of Robert Evans who has developed the app for us, and we have felt that we're on the cusp of being in a new age of discovery for how to learn about how young people are feeling in the moment and be able to understand it and analyze it. We're pretty excited about this. We have a wonderful team. We have great graduate students. One of our graduate students, Chris Klager, has just joined us, and he's just jumped in and taken over in a way that we're just thrilled. So we're very pleased with everything that's happening. A woman by the name of Deborah Peak Brown is our curriculum person. She has done curriculum projects with project-based learning, and she leads the curriculum effort that the teachers will be working with her on developing curriculum that is relevant and meets the next generation of science standards. So we have quite an impressive team working with us.
We've been speaking with Barbara Schneider, University Distinguished Professor in the College of Education and Department of Sociology here at MSU. She's about to begin studying with her team ways that enhance science education for young people. Barbara, good luck. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.